Room 2, the office of Mauricio Brown. If you stand where you first enter the hall and look to your left, you will see the private office of Mauricio Brown Hamburger. This is where the visitors were taken when they had come to discuss some business affair or personal matter with the man of the house. To begin your tour of the office, notice that the room has another door leading outside. The owner of the house used this entrance to bring in people into his office without giving them the access to the main part of the house. As our tour of the office will show, even though the house was built in the early 1900s, it was equipped with a number of technologies and conveniences. For instance, the windows were double-paned to insulate against the noise and especially the cold of the Patagonian winter. The house was also equipped with a double heating system that included both fireplaces and central heating with radiators. Central heating with radiators was a state-of-the-art technology in the early 20th century, and few private homes would have been equipped with it, especially so far from the capital, in a region as remote as Magallanes. Take a moment to look around the room. On the walnut desk, there are two photographic portraits, one of Elias Brown, the owner's father, the other of Sara Brown, his sister. The desk accessories include a cigar holder, a pen holder, an inkwell adorned with a figure of the god Mercury, a stationery box of enameled bronze and onyx, and bloating paper. On the right side of the room is an engraving of a Russian scene that reminded the owner of the family's country of origin. Mauricio Brown and his sister Sara had come to Punta Arenas when they were just 9 and 12 years old, respectively. The rest of their siblings had been born in Punta Arenas. Notice also the photograph of the couple with their children and 50 grandchildren. This photo was taken in Buenos Aires in 1945, on the occasion of their 50th wedding anniversary. The fireplace that dominates the main wall of this room is made of Verona marble, like those found throughout the house. Notice the fireplace's Chinese ceramic inserts. Above the fireplace is a bust of José Menéndez, made of patinated bronze. José Menéndez was the father of the lady of the house, Josefina Menéndez Behetti. Beside the bust is a statue of a peasant woman entitled The Harvester, created by a French artist, Huneus. Beside the fireplace is a coal scuttle, a set of bronze fireplace accessories that include a shovel, poker, tongs, and a holder. At the end of the room, note the terracotta figure of the Dutch woman, and beside it, the bookcase with a collection of Mauricio Brown's personal books. The lamp hanging above the room is made of bronze and crystal. Standing in Mauricio Brown's office, it is easy to imagine how many of the business deals were conducted in the Magallanes region. Now let us move on to our next theme in room number 3.